All right, so I am sitting here on this snowy day in January in Atlanta, and I gotta say, I'm kind of liking this it snows every couple months in Atlanta during the winter thing that's going on. But my friend Scott pointed out that it's not great for everybody because he works at Delta. So sorry about that, Scott. Today, what I thought I would talk a little bit about is, I think the thing that people ask me the most about, which is, how do you seem to do all the things that you talk about doing? And my first answer to that is always that I'm not one of those people that, you know, can live on 4 hours sleep and just goes and works. I definitely enjoy sleep and enjoy downtime. But I think it seems like I do a lot because I'm pretty focused on the things that I do. And so I guess I just wanted to talk about how I look at that for anybody that wants to try to figure out how to do more, certainly more important things than maybe they think that they're doing. So for me, it starts with really understanding what your focus areas are. For me, it's my family, which I have a big family. They're number one, trying to make sure that I spend time with them. I have this belief that, you know, when I'm 80, I'm never going to look back and say, gosh, I wish I had, you know, gone to more conferences or gotten to Inbox Zero more often. I'm going to say, gosh, I wish I had spent more time with the family and gone to my, you know, my kids' recital or something. So I focus, number one, on finding time with the family. Number two, on right now, on Dragon Army, building that company. And then third, fourth, and fifth are sort of tied. For me, it's doing good and through things like 48 and 48 and nonprofit boards that I'm a part of. I think it's important to carve out time to do good. And then reading and exercise. So reading is sort of my hobby. I try to read a lot. And then exercise, hopefully 3 times a week, usually running. So once you sort of identify these are the things that are most important to me, I think the next thing is the commitment. You've got to figure out how to commit yourself to those things. And sometimes just setting a goal can help you achieve that. So like for me, for reading, I definitely want to read a lot in 2018. So I set a goal for a book a week. And putting that out there and having that, you know, in my mind keeps me reading. So once you have your focus areas and if there's ways that you can measure how much time you spend on those, I always think that's important. So, you know, I think there's three main things that allow me to manage my time in a way that I focus a lot of time on those areas that I just discussed. The first is the calendar. I think managing your calendar and your time during the week is hugely important. And finding things that you should be saying no to and saying no to those things. Looking at your calendar, you know, across a week, across a month, and saying, am I spending time in the right areas? I color code my calendar, so everything has a certain color, and I can look and go, oh gosh, I'm spending too much time in this one area this week. I need to dial that back, or, you know, I'm not in the office as much as I need to be at Dragon Army, so you know, I'll beef that up. So I think your calendar can be a great way to visualize where you're spending your time. The other thing is, I think taking notes and having a to-do system, getting organized, specifically around your to-do, I find it really helpful to write that down. I've used all the different apps and websites that are great at managing complex to-do systems, but I always find that if I have to write it down and cross it off, it's really more in my face. So for me, keeping a to-do system that is in a notebook seems to be the best fit. I do flip-flop a lot on how I do that, but it's been probably over a year that I've kept a notebook, and I think that seems to be, for me, the best way to do it. But whatever it is for you, looking at ways to make sure you're knocking things out. And then, you know, I guess the last thing would be, I got rid of the things in my life, for the most part, that were distracting me from those core focus areas. And the easiest one to point to is television and really sports. I played fantasy football, for instance, for, I think, 15 years, and had a great group of friends that I did it with. And 2 years ago, I just decided I'm not going to do it. And it wasn't really because of the time to manage a fantasy football team. It was more that I would then watch sports because of my fantasy team. So I watch very little sports now, and honestly, very little TV. If it's nighttime, I'd rather read a book. Certainly, there are some shows like Game of Thrones that I think having a way to knock out those things that aren't as important is one of the first things you need to do. So hopefully that's helpful. Again, you know, I think that it's just where you want to spend your time. And I've removed from my vocabulary, I don't have time for that. I think that's a fairly immature thing to say. If somebody says, oh, I read a lot, and you say, yeah, I don't have time to read, you just don't make time to read. And that's fine. It's not important to you, obviously, but you shouldn't say, I don't have time. We all have the same amount of time. And, you know, it's just how we want to spend it. So hopefully that's helpful. If you have any questions or anything, put them in the comments, and I'll be happy to answer more about that. Thanks for hanging out.